Welcome back, guys, to episode number 61 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy, Fat Mouse. Who else we got in here?
I'm Cash.
With a K.
I'm not a C.
Guys, energy is quite high. Energy is quite high because we've just got here straight off the back of the fight. Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul. The whole event was sensational. It was held in Saudi Arabia, as you already know. Diria. Saudi Arabia is fast becoming like a hotspot for these fights. So I'm not going to lie, I'm quite liking the shift.
Yeah, 100%. Combat sports in general now, as it grows,
yeah,
we're starting to delve into different countries and explore new markets. And Saudi now is becoming one of the hotspots for it. So, it was a good event. And on that event, before we get into the main event, let's talk about the co-main event.
Let's do that.
We had Ilunga Makabu defending his WBC Cruiserweight World title against Badu Jack the Ripper. Badu Jack moving up to Cruiserweight, aiming to win his third world title in a third different weight class. And... big shout out to you, Badu, because you did what you said you were going to do. Badu Jack won the fight, 12th round stoppage. A great fight, clinical performance from Badu. Put down Makabu down twice, I think it was, throughout the fight. And just showed his class, even at the age of 39.
39, he doesn't even look it, man. He does look like he's in his 20s still, I'm not going to lie, so respect.
Badu's one of those fighters, that got better as he got older.
100%, he's like a fine wine. Exactly. I like, but now he did what was it? Wasn't easy though. It was a hard fought battle. I'm not gonna lie.
You got to remember, he started at super middleweight.
Yeah.
So he started at super middleweight, moved up to light heavyweight, and then cruiserweight. It's a big jump. Like Makabu, in terms of height, similar in height. I can't remember the exact height and reach of him, but he's a big, strong guy and 80% knockout ratio. It's
insane.
So you know you've got to be on your toes and be ready, be prepped, because it takes one shot from these big guys at those divisions, especially when you're coming up. But Badu's known for his heart, chin, determination.
Absolutely.
And also his boxing ability is very underrated.
He is underrated. You know why? Because it's not flashy.
Yeah.
It's just textbook.
Exactly.
You know, he's not extra fast. He's not super quick. He's just, he does things efficiently and he does them quite clinically. So, yeah, man, that was a good fight. I respect that. Well done, Badu Jack.
Congrats.
Alhamdulillah. He was very happy with his performance. He was happy with the result, obviously. And like you said, the first Muslim boxer to win a title in Saudi Arabia. So well done once again.
Let's see, it could be the start of many more.
Of course, it will be. On to the main event.
Wow.
Wow. Guys, listen, a lot of people, a lot of boxing purists don't like this. And I can't say I can't say I agree with you guys.
I was one of them. I was one at the beginning. I was
not at the very beginning. Yes, I'm not talking about all of these guys. I don't even rate KSI and all this other stuff. Jake Paul, you cannot criticize him anymore. You understand? I'm not talking about his ability. We're gonna get to that. But his what he's doing, you have to respect it. Obviously, the position he's got to is because of his prior fame and is because of his money. Do you get me? But at the same time, what he's doing by jumping in with these guys is not. You can't not respect it.
No, I agree with you. And I think that he should have been applauded for it a long time ago.
Yeah.
When we talk about ability of the fighters he's fought in terms of boxing, then I get where the criticism came from. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But in terms of what he's done for the sport, in terms of the eyeballs he's drawn, the things he's done for fellow fighters as well.
Yes, 100%.
You can't discredit that.
He loves it. He loves boxing.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where my respect for him shot up, was when I saw how hard he trains and how hard he takes it and how serious he is about the sport. Because he is, regardless of ability. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can take the mickey out of people because they're not as good as they say they are, but he's got confidence. He believes in himself, and that's the only way to become one of the best fighters in the world.
It's true.
I'm not saying he will end up winning a world title. I don't think he's got the capability to do that. Started very late in the game. And
he hasn't got the facilities.
Yeah, he ain't got the facilities for that, big man.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
But, what, like he said, and like I kicked off with, what he's doing is amazing stuff. And like, you can't say, oh, like, so the whole event was called The Truth. Yeah? The Truth is going to come out. And it did come out. It did come out. He's not a great boxer. Do you want to tell us how it went? Because you like to do that.
Yeah, I do like to do that. So Tommy Fury and Jake Paul were scheduled for an 8-round bout at the 185 limit, 185 pounds. And after quite a cagey opening, They kind of grew into it. Both were very tired towards the end of it. We ended up going to the judges' scorecards for a split decision victory for Tommy Fury. Me and Mouse, I think we're both on the same page where we don't think it was a split decision.
Nope.
I think we both are quite clear with the fact that we think Tommy Fury definitely won that fight. Definitely by unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Don't get wrong. Jake won some rounds and he made some rounds close.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the 8 rounds, Tommy definitely showed that Jake is not a boxer. Sorry, let me rephrase. He's not a boxer on that level just yet.
Yeah, exactly. Don't think Tommy Fury, oh, because he's a professional boxer, he's legit. He's 23 years old. This is his 9th fight, right?
He's very raw.
This is his 9th fight. He's very raw. But he did have moments of like, what really worked for him, I think he noticed what worked for him early on, and that was keeping him at range, right? Keeping him at a distance, mm-hmm. Working on that jab. What I think he needed to do more, and he really did towards the end of the fight, was just throw bigger combinations, you know? He was just throwing jabs. I think he even showed through once, twice, triple jab. Good stuff. The jab was what helped him. But he did need to throw bigger punches, which again, like I said, as the fight progressed, he did start to get a bit more confident and also just look for a knockout.
Yeah.
I
don't think he hits as hard as people may perceive. In my opinion, I've watched all his fights and he's very similar in terms of Tyson, where they have this cuffing, slapping shot they throw. Yeah, yeah. Tyson's not the biggest puncher in heavyweight history, but he's huge.
Yeah.
So when you've got someone 6'9", almost 300 pounds, weighing down on you and hitting you, you are going to feel it, especially later on in fights. Yeah, you see it in Tyson's fights. Yeah. He doesn't go in there really and blast you out. He works on you, he makes you tired, and if he does end up stopping you, they usually later on, like the Dillian White fight, the Deontay Wilder fight.
They break you down.
Yeah. And then once you're worn down and worn out, then he goes for the finish. And I think Tommy's similar in that aspect. But again, like you said, he's only 23 years old. He's very raw, very young, still got so much to learn, so much to improve on. And this is a big stepping stone because I don't think it was as big of a fight in terms of ability for him. I think it was more so the mental aspect of the fight.
Oh, mate, he broke down. He broke down and I think you had an issue with it, but I understand completely why he did. Everybody wrote him off, number one. Everybody says if or when he loses, he cannot show his face again in the boxing world. That's not fair. Now, from this fight, I was able to see just how like raw and not really ready for this caliber Jake Paul is. Yeah? He was very amateurish. He was kind of jumping both feet in the air as he threw some punches, ducking down super low and just throwing wild stuff, really hoping to just land something big. And it just wasn't really, he wasn't comfortable. I'm not going to lie, he was actually uncomfortable in there. And it was super, super, like they said, scrappy and unpolished. Do you get it?
Of course.
It was just rough. And he made Tommy Fury look worse as well because it just wasn't pretty. I mean, every 2 seconds they're hugging, every 2 seconds they're clinching. The ref was annoying as well because every time they're up close, just let him work on the inside for a bit. Let him work from the clinch for a little bit if they need to. Don't keep separating. And then I took a point off as well for clinching. It was a bit...
It was either clinching or pushing his head down, but regardless of it was just...
Oh, yeah, it's probably pushing his head down.
It was... That ref was terrible.
That guy was just...
I've seen him ref before, and he's never been that bad. I think he wanted some limelight on him.
The moment he just kept
getting involved with everything. Both fighters did not deserve points to be deducted. It was a joke. Yeah. Jake did not hit him in the back of the head worthy enough to take off a point. And Tommy did not hold him down.
Why he did it, though. That's why the ref.
I know.
So
he took it off because
the back of the head punch was nothing. It was nothing. Tommy Fury's punch at the back of the head was
worse.
But that was completely an accident. Do you get it?
But so was Jake's, though.
It was just in the clinch.
They're both doing it to each other. Exactly. That's what I didn't understand.
It was really silly.
That ref was a joke. Honestly, that ref was terrible. He ruined the fight.
He needed to let the fight flow.
Yeah, he made it.
There was no flow. He slowed it down. No one could really get into a rhythm. But at the same time, it was going to go this way, I believe, all along.
I said it as well, and that's why I didn't jump into the hype of saying It's going to be ended within four rounds. Both men called it.
I called it.
I said it was I thought it was going to be a hug fest, and in parts it was a hug fest because again, you got to understand, at that level, so early on in your careers, you're not polished, like you said. You're not the finished article, and these things happen. Your adrenaline's high. You want to stop each other. You're throwing wild punches. They're not the cleanest and sharpest shots. You're not as accurate as you want to be because you're so eager to get the other guy out of there and make a statement. So you're going to be cuffing shots. You're going to be windmilling. You're going to be throwing from silly angles.
Desperate angles.
And that's why I believed that I wasn't going to see a stoppage. I genuinely thought, I was definitely going points and there was going to be a lot of hugging and holding.
There were points in the fight towards the end where Jake looked really uncomfortable, started to look really tired, you know, breathing from his mouth. And Tommy Fury was coming with some decent combinations. Again, I wish he would keep them up a little bit more. And
I think he gassed a little bit. I think he gassed a lot quicker than he expected. That's why, because the first round he came out, he put it on Jake straight away.
Nervous energy. He put it
on Jake straight away.
They placed so much pressure on themselves to win that there was so much nervous energy just expended from the very beginning. Do you get it?
But before we continue on that, I think you owe me an apology. Because we did talk about who's going to win.
I mean,
I can't believe you genuinely thought that Jake would win.
Do you know why? Firstly, I've got a few things here, all right? So firstly, this was a poor performance from Jake Paul. And I think it's because being there with a boxer who moves better, controls the ring better, even though he was on the outside pretty much the whole fight, he was a boxer. He was in against a boxer, someone with a better IQ, a better boxing mind than anyone he's fought, number one. Number two, I forgot my second point. Damn it. Oh, yeah. Jake Paul has a knack for getting under his skin. He got under his skin so much. Listen, when he said, if you win, I will pay you twice or double. I'll pay you double. That in itself is a violation. I will pay you. Do you understand me? Secondly, he goes, if you lose, you're not going to get anything. He was rattled. He was rattled, bro.
He didn't answer.
And then his dad got involved, goes, we'll do it. We'll do it. And like, he looked back at his dad like, what the hell are you doing, man? I'm trying to eat. Like, Bambi needs to eat. But then, it was a very... There was so much pressure on him. Do you get it?
So you thought the mind games were crumble?
Okay, yeah, 100%. 100%. A lot of people saw it that way too. It's not so much about Jake Paul's ability. Although at the same time, again, like I was saying whilst we were watching, Jake Paul has got time. Jake Paul has got the luxury of time, the luxury of just having as much as you need to spend on a camp and the luxury of having people wanting to train him. Do you get it? He's going to have, not yes men, but he's going to have people that are happy to spend their whole day with him because there's going to be no threat of poverty there. Do you get it? So it's a lifelong camp since he started. Do you get it? Since he started training or since he got into boxing, it's been a 24/7 camp essentially. He's got all the technology, every bit of like equipment and everything that he can get at his disposal. And I just thought that is a big upper hand. You get it? Well, that's a big benefit to him, but it wasn't enough. And when I started to doubt myself, I'll tell you when now, because I didn't want to backpedal and say, guys, I'm going to take back my prediction, is when Tyson Fury walked in on that interview, innit? And firstly, he flinched, but that's minor. It's not like it's Tyson Fury, and even if he does that, like anybody's going to flinch, innit? But it was his whole, the way he did that weird, like punch. And then I started watching him shadow boxing when he was training and he looks really strange. Like he looks like he's not shadow boxing to shadow box. He's shadow boxing to try and look like how he thinks a boxer should look. Does it make sense? And he wasn't doing it. He didn't look great. I just started to see him kind of fall apart. But again, the benefit of training, the benefit of having all these people at his disposal, really kind of was a major benefit, potentially a major benefit to him. Wasn't enough, unfortunately. So yeah, I'll eat my words. It's minor. Is that what they say? I'll eat my words. Yeah, I'll eat my words. It's not a thing. Humble pie. Feed me that.
Thanks.
Get it?
I just think
I got it wrong.
I'll give Jake a lot of credit. I think he's very tough. Yeah. He's got a lot of determination and grit. You know what I mean? To hang in there. And, you know, again, we need to realise one thing. Yeah, he's an actor. He's someone that's come from a different world completely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in the short time he's been in the game, he's made big moves. And he's fought people.
Huge moves, man.
He's fought people. And, yeah, they've been MMA fighters. And I was, you know what I mean? I'm not one to say... I was one that was criticising him from the beginning because I wanted to see him fight a boxer. But some of these guys that he's beat are better than some journeymen that other...
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I understand where people could have thought that Jake might have a chance and he's got a big right hand. But I just thought Tommy was going to be too fast, too quick. And just...
It wasn't
it was.
Speed.
It's just... No, it just in
just
terms
a
of his...
a little bit more experience.
But... When I say too fast, too quick, I don't mean he's gonna blow him out of the water and just da 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 and run around the ring.
So it's just someone who's in his age bracket and not like just, 50.
No, not even that. Not even that, because you could get a good 30-year-old, 35-year-old who'd beat him. I mean, Badu Jack's 39. Badu Jack would pan Jake.
Of course he would.
So it's like it's one of those things where it's just when I say I'm talking about the speed, it's just the thought, the mind processing. You know, the speed in the mind because it's reflexes, it's natural to you.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, I hear that.
He's been jabbing his whole life. He's been, you know, even if he doesn't look as good as he should be, even the way he's moving, even the way he's fainting, constantly fainting, it comes from Tyson. Tyson does it all
and
the time.
It's
second
him,
nature.
Yeah, it's keeping him thinking. And he was uncomfortable. Jake Fury, you know. Jake Paul was uncomfortable. He didn't seem like he could find his rhythm. Tommy Fury didn't let him find his rhythm. He kept him away. Every time he tried to land something, he was trying these big winging hooks and big punches that just weren't landing. A couple of jabs were nice and tidy. But other than that, really and truly, there was nothing.
Jake didn't land anything of mean, like any meaningful shots, anything of note, in my opinion. Yeah, he landed a few good jabs throughout the bout, a few short, sharp left hooks, like check left hooks, check hooks, and... a couple of cuffing overhand rights. None of them really landed clean. So, you know, for the judge, especially the first judge to give it to Jake.
He's got to be the American guy. It must be the American judge.
I don't know who it was, but I'm saying
it must be, man. Because, of course, you're going to give it to
Jake. But listen, all credit, though, to Jake, because he did say after the fight, he never make excuses. Mm-hmm. Although he did mention his arm was injured, he did say, he said it, he reiterated the fact that he lost the fight.
You know what
he didn't say?
Saying, I'm not making excuses, but my arm, I'm not making excuses, but I thought I won, I'm not making excuses, but.
No,
don't say but.
No, no.
But.
Listen, he didn't make an excuse for losing the fight. He made an excuse for not being at his best, performing well.
Fair.
Because he did say that. He said, you know, it wasn't my best performance, but I still lost.
He didn't think he got robbed. He knows he lost.
So, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a fight again. I would like to see
it again.
And I think they should go 10 rounds.
I'll tell you why I want to see it
or
again.
Or 12.
12 rounds, they're not ready for that. They are not ready. None of them are ready for that. Are you mad?
I want to see a stoppage.
Okay, but then that will go in Jake Paul's fury. Jake Paul's favour.
You think so?
Yes. Look, Tommy Fury.
No, I think in the next fight now, Tommy will know. Because there was, there was this aura behind Jake. You don't know anything about him really and truly.
Yeah.
So although Tommy had all the confidence in the world and he said it in every pre-fight press conference and every interview that he's not on my level, he doesn't belong here, he's not a boxer, and when you fight a true boxer, you're going to find out, there's still that little bit inside you. It's like, what if this guy catches
me? Of course, after everything I've said, what if I get knocked out and then everything I said, I look like a bigger idiot? Do you get it?
Into a meme.
Just so much on. There was so much riding on it for both of them, but really and truly, a lot more for Tommy.
And
a
that's
lot
why,
more for Tommy.
And that's the reason why I think if they do the rematch, Tommy will be more clinical. And if anything,
he'll be less nervous. That's for sure. He'll be less nervous because he knows what to do. And I had a conversation with somebody. We're talking about the fight, and Jake Paul's going to go back, look at himself, and say, "Yeah, I was tense. I wasn't comfortable in there. There's a lot I need to work on." And his team and himself will look at the tape and be like, this is what you need to do. Get on the inside more. But when you get on the inside, don't wrap up, number one. Don't tie each other up. Number two, don't throw these big, wild punches. Just build into it. Do you get it? Like, I think it was Carl Froch that commented, didn't it? But like, you're gonna throw, you gotta throw the jab first. You can't just come in there wild and hope to land a big punch, especially with someone like Tommy Fury. When I say someone like, I mean somebody who's a bit more used to it than you are. You get it? Mm-hmm. This is the amateur thing, because you just think, I could just throw that one big punch and then that will change everything. You got to build up to it. You got to have something to set up that punch. And that's what the jab is there for. That's one of the reasons the jab is there. He didn't do that, but he'll look into this, and I'm sure he'll have plenty of time to work on that.
See, when I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, he boxed better against Addison Silva.
100%.
And Tyron Woodley.
100%.
But then I put two and two together and I was like,
They're not boxers. Yeah.
So there's a lot that Tommy fought better.
None of them boxed. Yeah. Do you get it? It was all boxing, but this was the first time he ever had to box.
There was a lot that Tommy negated from Jake. So although we could say Jake didn't throw the jab enough, Tommy was fainting every second of
Tommy
the fight.
Tommy was keeping him.
And he kept him at a distance.
At a distance.
Listen, one thing I've got to say is both of them are terrible on the inside. Oh. They're the worst.
All they do is clinch.
They're so bad. So I don't disagree. I don't blame the ref for trying to break them up every time they clinched. It was a bit excessive and annoying, but both of them really need to work on the inside fighting, because you can't stay, especially when you get to the 12-round fights and you fight for championships, you can't be boxing on the outside for 12 rounds. You need to learn, because there will be some times in moments of fights, not every fighter, but some moments where you need to dig down and, you know, bite your gum shield and start fighting on the inside a little bit, even if it's even for a couple of punches and you get out there. But, you know what I mean, because there's a couple of good openings for both fighters. Their bodies hardly got touched this fight. They were very head-hunting.
There was, I think, I only recall maybe one or two jabs to the body right at the beginning. After that, it's just nothing of note.
It was all head-hunting from both men.
Head-hunting. But again, Tommy Fury did a better job of, it wasn't head-hunting really, because that implies that he was just trying to take him out. He wasn't. He was just keeping him away. He was just jabbing nicely, setting up a few combos. He really needed to let his hands go more often and for longer sequences. Do you get it?
Because that's where Jake really started to unravel, is in the combination punches. Absolutely. He doesn't mind getting hit with a jab. I think he realized early on in the fight, I can take Tommy's power.
Yeah.
I confirm this because he got hit with numerous jabs throughout the fight.
Yeah.
And early on, you're fresh. You're hitting your hardest usually.
Yeah.
So the fact that didn't really bother Jake, because he just shake it off and come back. It was in those moments, those exchanges, or those combinations which Fury is throwing. Because Jake, again, it's not natural. Boxers know when they're under attack, they know how to move most of the time.
Yep.
They know how to work their way to the ropes. They know how to maneuver around the ring and keep that momentum, even if they're on the back foot. Whereas Jake doesn't really know how to do that. You see him when Tommy's coming at him.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, it's like me when I first started. Yeah. I remember, I can't remember who I sparred, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to move.
You just put your head down.
You put your head down. You're like ducking down.
He didn't even do that though. Jake Paul didn't even do that. He didn't even cover up and like move around.
No, but he just ducked down.
Yeah, he just ducked down.
And he kept his head open.
And to be honest, like, again, that reminded me of a point that I made there. And then when we were at the end of the fight, when they showed the highlights in slow motion, right? There was just a little replay that Jake ducks down and Tommy Fury is in the middle of, he threw like a combination. But then as soon as Jake ducked down, there was an uppercut waiting, and that could have easily ended the fight. I was like, throw the uppercut. There was a good 5 or 7 seconds of him not throwing a punch that he could have just landed beautifully. But again, it's just the lack of experience. In that moment, you need to be composed. You're not going to always see these things straight away. But he did do well. He won. A lot of people, you know, already I saw like comments saying, oh, go back and raise Bambi, boxing is not for you. Blood, 8 fights, 9 fights, that's nothing. And they have been gimme fights really so far. And that's just because they're trying to build the name. That's normal. Give him some time. He's 23 years old. The guy's a kid. Do you get it? Let him
100%
find himself. I'm dribbling, sorry. I don't know what's making me dribble.
Speaking of Tommy Fury,
it's them eyes, man. But yeah, let him find himself. Let him definitely challenge him more. What's going on? I'm dribbling. Let him find himself. Challenge him more, because the fights that he's had in the past have been a little bit easy, and he's not even been able to take some of these guys out, you know, and put them away. So
one thing you mentioned earlier is, but you know, the post fight press in the post fight interview, when he was upset. Visibly, like, tears of joy, like he said.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have an issue with it. My only thing was, is have the same energy. And what I mean by that is in the pre-fight press conferences and in all the interviews you did, and I'm not having a dig at Tommy. This is just my thought process, and tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm thinking incorrectly. But you kept saying this guy is not on your level. You kept saying that this guy does not belong here with me. Yeah? You said you were going to stop him, knock him out, blow him out of the water. He cannot compete with you. I'm paraphrasing. So you knew deep down that you were the better man. You knew you were going to win. I get the pressure of the event. I get being away from your family. I get all of that. But then to visibly be that upset post-fight after beating someone who you said is not on your level. No, 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 1 second. Who's not, who doesn't deserve to be here, who's Disney Channel character, this, all of this and that. I don't get that.
I hear what
you're saying. If you've gone and beat someone who's 15-0, British champion, at that level, I'm just comparing, or even, you know, we can go further down your career, and you won a world title, all that pressure, and I get breaking down. I still get breaking down, but it's the fact that you said those things before the fight, and then you're visibly upset about beating him.
Look,
when really and truly, I think you should. I think it would have been better if he held it together and said,
"Yeah,
but I told you so."
At that point, at that point, he can't. So, number a couple of things here, right? Firstly, before the fight, you have to believe that you're going to win. Whoever you are, whatever the situation, you have to believe you're going to win. But really, deep down, you know, right, this is a tough fight. Okay, that's number one. Number two, even if he's thinking, even if everything he said he believed, you're not on my level. I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to, you know, show you what realm you're in now, and it's not yours. But like, even if he says all of that, it, in the moment, it's not you don't produce that. Do you get me?
No, I get it. I understand that.
Yeah,
it's just I don't know. I just found it a bit strange. It was just a bit. But just again, like you said, DMs in the moment,
and the mentions said, and all of this stuff that was just saying, "Oh, you're a fake. You're just a plastic."
No, no, fury. You said no. Afterwards, you said it.
Proven wrong. You're going to get battered.
He's only 23. He's a kid.
He's going to get to
him.
He's going to
get to him. I get it. It's just, you know, I just think because you said
it.
I hear that. I think
big grown man, you're sobbing. But then what? We've seen loads of people do this. I know you're saying that didn't match the opponent and how confident he was, but the confidence was there because that's what placed the pressure on him.
I just see, it's just
him when being so confident.
When I see fighters break down, it's after 6, 7, 8 years of trying to get a world title fight. They fight like that Kell Brook, Sean Porter one. Ups and downs, that knife thing that happened to him in Tenerife or crazy, wherever it was, could have basically died. You know, I get the whole thing behind that. You know, a comeback fight after a long layoff, you know, or being around away from certain people for a very long time. But, you know, everyone's got their own journey. Everyone's got their own mental battles and demons they deal with. So, you know, it's not a shot. I'm not trying to take the mick out of him or, you know, violate.
It just doesn't.
To me, it was just, I was like, you just beat Jake Paul, bro. You said no. And it's not me saying it's an easy fight. It's just because you said that yourself. You said he's not on your level. So hold it together a bit. I know you're upset. I know, I get that. I'm not saying that don't be, but you know, straight away, and then, you know, shouting out, saying I've won the WBC Diria belt.
That annoys me. The WBC, they should lose credibility, man, because there's a belt for everything now. There's a belt for everything.
Mauricio Sulaiman, you are a legend in the game.
I've stopped this.
But you are also the most money hungry. Weird guy that just makes silly belts for silly fights. And I get it. It adds a bit of zest to it. It makes it fun, you know. But a WBC Diria belt?
I'm sure.
Bro, how
sure
many men are you trying to lick
Jake
ass?
Paul lobbied for it. You get me? I'm sure he said, like, let's make some sort of something to go.
I don't know.
He might have even funded it.
Bro. I don't know.
But yeah, man.
Well, regardless, great event. Very good fight for, you know, and if you didn't think it was a good fight, you don't know boxing. I don't know what you were expecting for someone 6-0 and 8-0.
But
it was very early on in their careers as well. You know, you don't go and expect a war of attrition. You ain't going to get Hagler Hearns and you ain't going to get a Mayweather type clinic this early on in your career. And if you
no amateur background, literally six fights. Literally, this is fight number 7. You know, like, you can't really have expected much more than that. He didn't look great, but he isn't great yet.
But he didn't look terrible as well.
He didn't look terrible.
He didn't get blown out of the water. He didn't get knocked out. He didn't get stopped. He went 8 rounds with a proper boxer. And on the cards,
Yeah.
Got a split decision.
Crazy.
Lost. Sorry, he lost a split decision. Yeah. So there is some thing for him to say and go back to be like, you know, what?
Yeah.
I've got no experience behind my belt. I've never fought an actual boxer.
Yeah.
And the first time I did,
it was close.
Someone who's younger than me, someone who comes from a fighting family.
Mm-hmm.
I took him 8 rounds and I got a split. I lost a split decision. I could take some solace in that comeback. Yeah. And you never know, in the next one, I might win. Let's see. Let's get it done at Wembley.
100% there's a rematch. I'm looking forward to that. I'm not going to lie. I wonder when it's going to be. It should be this year.
Yeah, 100%.
Should be this
year. We'll probably do it in the summer and they'll probably do it in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, I could see O2 being holding it. I don't think they're ready to tell at Wembley Stadium, but you never know.
I think they could. I think that's they could. It'll be a Jake Paul show, innit? But
yeah.
Tommy Fury, look, I was not expecting the amount of boos that Jake Paul got.
That was nuts.
Who was that? Like, who doesn't like him that much? And what I want to ask, like, everybody, is it because he's not a boxer?
I think so. I probably think it's that.
I just respect what he's trying to do.
No, I get
don't
it.
Think he's making a mockery of the sport.
No, not at all.
You know, like, some of these other guys.
There's always got to be a villain, man. There's always got to be a villain.
It's true, but like, it was resounding.
It's just because Tommy is a Fury.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Tyson. Yeah. And Tommy's the nice guy. He's just always smiling. He doesn't really go out and
he
talk.
He started to grow on me, I'm not going to lie. Because I just thought he was a boring bear.
No, he's a nice guy, man.
As time went, he started to, like, warm me, man. But.
No wonder you the kept only dribbling. You kept dribbling earlier about him.
The only time the boost stopped, because they're in Saudi Arabia, was when he said, you know, inshallah, see you lot again, and shukran. Then they went mad. Everyone went wild, didn't it?
I like that, though. I think that's
a lovely move. It's classy. Important.
It's classy. Like, if you're in Brazil, you got to say it. Yeah. You got to say, to the man. I want fight for Belch.
But yeah, that was the only time the booing stopped and it turned to cheers for a little bit, and that was it. But really and truly, like, and that's a bit, I don't know, am I becoming soft? Because it's a bit nice, isn't it? Like, it's a bit nasty for you lot to be booing someone that's legitimately trying to do something good in boxing. But not just for himself, but...
Yeah, you are getting soft. I am, innit? You're getting there. What? Because it's normal. It's happened normal. For you.
It's true.
It's all part of that. It gives us
guy.
The atmosphere. It's the yeah, vista. We have to have it.
We need a heel.
If we
man.
Didn't, if there was just dead silence or everyone cheering all the time, it just ruins
it.
You got to have that just so you can build it up. Like, you know what? Yeah, I like it when the fighter turns back to the fans and says, boom you all you want.
It
makes it more exciting. It makes it more fun.
Imagine he tried this Saudi Arabia like fighters would do in Brazil or fighters would do, he'd get beheaded, man. Leaving the country.
But guys, listen, let us know what you think is next for both men. Immediate rematch. Would you like to see Jake Paul finally take on KSI? Is this the best time to do that? Where's Tommy Fury next? Where's Tommy Fury next? I mean, what does he do next? Who does he fight? I think me and Mars both agree that the immediate rematch is probably the best thing for both of them.
Yeah.
It's going to make them ton loads of money. It makes sense because it was a split decision and it was still a competitive and fun fight to watch.
I enjoyed it. It was a fun fight to watch, for real. And the fact that it went the distance.
It had me on the edge of my seat.
The fact that it went the distance, I was like, right. Like, I was frustrated at times at, like, again, Tommy Fury's inability to let his hands go completely.
Yeah.
His reluctance rather than his inability. Jake Paul's kind of very rusty, very unpolished kind of style. But I enjoyed it a lot, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking forward to seeing it again. Comment what you don't want to see next. If you're not following or subscribing, you better subscribe. Give us a little thumbs up. Like it.
And make sure you schwar it.
Schwar it. Schwar it.
Like it.
Schwar it.
I just got it wrong there.
Because if you don't share it, you won't realise on the content you're missing out on.
It's very true.
Because and like I said,
one
sorry.
Thing we've never said, sorry, I'm so on, terribly go on. Sorry, but one thing we've never mentioned, don't just subscribe. Click on the little bell there that notifies you every time we drop something. Click on the bell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Make sure you click on the bell. Comment, like, share and subscribe because we are the best podcast around.
Around.
And we do this every week. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, we're on everywhere. Linktree Will be down below, so you can click on that, find all of us.
Everything's
media,
everywhere.
All of our
just platforms. Type in the Sweet Science Podcast. You'll find us in it, or media, whichever one. It's almost interchangeable.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure, guys. I've been Fat Mouse. This has been episode number 61 of the Sweet Science Podcast.
I've been Cash with a K, and
next week we'll see you then. Lots to talk about next week.
Ciao.